recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got the 100% to get on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. We love that about you.
We do.
Mm-hmm. I want to thank our sponsors, LifeLock, promo code Adam, TheraWorksRelief.com, and TrueCar.com, and you can download Pluto TV, all your devices. What's going on there, Drewski?
Well, your buddy John Cox last week was in here. That's cool.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy. He's a very nice guy.
Yeah. My feeling, he's a gubernatorial candidate, Republican, here in California. My feeling about him, I don't know him well. I don't know all of his policies. All I know is he's not Gavin Newsom. And I look at California is the Cleveland Browns. And all we've been doing is losing, and
it's
things
Cleveland
are getting
Browns
worse.
Without a chance of a draft.
Right.
It's just they're just falling, and things are accelerating. I mean, they are accelerating.
Right.
I think people are kind of becoming aware of it.
Right. And I had this sort of macabre fantasy, Drew.
Yeah.
Macabre fantasy.
Okay, go. Yeah.
I was thinking the other day, I was like, well, look, California is so fucking dumb, we're just going to vote in Gavin Newsom.
Sure.
Fine.
Yeah.
4 years of Gavin Newsom, that'll be enough for everything to completely come undone.
Yep.
And then at some point,
yeah,
we'll bottom out, as you like to say in your profession, and yeah, we'll have to get sober.
Yeah, we will.
But we'll just, we're not quite there.
No, I feel like we're 6 months away from awakening, you know, like insight. Like,
right,
maybe I have a problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like if the election were 6 months away, people would be like, well, oh, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Right.
We're falling apart.
We are. And it's weird. It's weird to be, you know, near dead last in education and be California and have the most poverty and
crime
and the crime and most homelessness and all this like craziness in California, which always felt like a Beach Boys song or some
not no more.
Not no more.
As you pointed this out 5 years ago, bad on taxpayers, good on homeless.
Yep. I've always said that, and it's so anyway, we'll vote in Gavin Newsom, and then we'll bottom out, and then hopefully there'll be some change. That's the way I look at it.
That's the way it has to be, I guess.
I guess that's the way it has to be. Yeah. All I want and all I've ever wanted is just pretend it's a business, start looking at the numbers, and start doing what you do if it were business.
That's it, right? That's all you want.
That's all I've ever wanted. I don't expect anything more. And when I
but instead it's treated like a philosophy class or something. You know what I mean? It's like weird political science class. It's like,
yeah, there's California is weird in that we sit around and discuss the idea of ideas.
Right.
But we never really get to work. We just kind of discuss what it might be like or what we could be or what we should be or what the ideal is. But yeah, we never really – there is no rubber that meets the road.
Well, there's no getting to the ideal. They're just declaring the ideal. And then everything that's necessary for society to run just collapses because
right,
they don't pay attention to that. It's
yeah,
literally civilization coming at that. I'm telling people this, that this situation with the sanitation downtown – and I talked to a rat guy this morning, a Terminex guy.
You talked to a rat guy?
Because he's at our house every 3 days pulling out rats by the dozens. And I said, what's going on? Tell me honestly, what's going on? He goes, it's unbelievable.
Really?
It's unbelievable. Yeah. He goes, I've never seen anything like this.
Good business for him.
Good business for him. And I said, hey, man, watch out for the fleas. He's like, I know, I'm scared.
Talked to a rat guy.
Yeah, I frightened him. Because I told him a year ago, I said, typhus is coming. We're going to have a big typhus outbreak. Then I talked to an attorney this week who said, hey, tell me when they're 10,000 sick. Then we'll talk about it. What? You got to wait till 10,000 people get sick? And are you interested in healthcare expense or not? It's unbelievable. People are going to die. A lot are going to die. And then the problem is it's going to take a year to clean this thing up, right? And
sure,
in about a year, the more serious rat-borne illnesses are going to come along. And that's going to that's going to be our next bottom.
Yeah.
It's coming. And I want each individual person held accountable for reckless negligence who prevented people from helping the homeless because they prevent it.
Well, that's never going to happen. Nothing's ever going to happen.
I'm tired.
California is sort of man at its worst at this particular point. All right. So Drew,
hey, good times.
No, so good times. No, it's a little experiment that has gone wrong. It's an experiment that's gone wrong. If you can't fire teachers and you don't have competition and you don't live by the rules of nature and gravity, and everything is based on people doing the right thing, but they're not incentivized to do the right thing, then it all comes undone.
Yeah.
That's simply it. If you said, hey, look, you can park in the handicap spot at the front of the Costco, and there shall be no consequence. You're not going to get a $381 ticket or anything like that. And there's no placard that we need to put up on your dashboard or anything like that.
Just do the right thing.
But just keep in mind, that's for Nana with the hip replacement. And if you're able-bodied, just please. Just do the right thing. And by the way, human nature is good, according to Gavin Newsom and people in California. People think that human nature is good. What I've really been exploring, Drew, really drilling down on, is human nature being weak.
Oh, yeah.
And weak people doing bad things.
Yeah.
So
it's not that they're bad, it's they're weak.
Well.
But then they end up doing bad things because they're weak.
Right. Yeah. So now you have this weird thing. It's sort of like a lot of people I know who lie a lot who aren't liars.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you do, but you do lie.
Yes.
A lot.
Yes.
Or whatever you, whatever the exchange we just had a moment ago was essentially you lying, but you could never call them a liar.
Yes.
A liar. That's, you know, turn of the century London pickpocket or something like that. You know what I mean? No. People lie conversationally.
Ignominious liar.
Yes. People lie conversationally all the time, but yet they're not liars. And there's people.
Yeah, right. That's weak. It's just not disciplined. It's not. But here's the deal. What's going to happen at Nana's blue parking place is there's going to be road rage fights over that parking space. Not only are people going to go into it that shouldn't be into it, they're going to start fighting with each other over that spot.
Well, again, imagine if you just said, look, we're on the honor system. You use that parking space if you're truly disabled. If not, don't use it and have some decorum. Now, the people who parked in that space would not be bad people. They'd be weak people.
Yeah.
And they would say things to themselves like, it's hot. I don't want to have to walk all the way
just
across.
Gonna be, just give me a minute.
I'm just going to run in and grab a baker's dozen of bagels and run back out again.
Yeah.
Then where it really gets slippery, Drew, and here's where we come off the rails.
Okay.
I'll tell you about LifeLock, and then I'll tell you how we come undone, Drew.
Dying to
know. I'll tell you the scariest part of that parking spot metaphor.
Worse than people fighting over it.
Much worse, in my opinion. You ready?
Yeah.
First, I'll tell you about LifeLock. For 3 years, a software vulnerability in Google Plus social media network gave third-party developers potential access to over 496,000, about 500,000 users' data. With your personal info from data exposure, criminals can open accounts, file tax returns, and buy property. So many threats in today's connected world. Just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. New LifeLock identity theft protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against threats to your identity and devices you can't easily see or fix on your own. Let's protect ourselves. It's almost 2019, people. You need this. It is the best. It's LifeLock, right, Drew?
No one can set up every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, monitor transactions on all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. So go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use that promo code ADAM for an extra 10% off your first year, plus a $25 Amazon gift card with annual enrollment. That is promo code ADAM. Terms apply.
The most insidious part of that parking lot scenario is people eventually, and it doesn't take long at all, start thinking, if I don't pull into that spot, someone else who's able-bodied is going to pull in that spot. So I'd essentially be a sucker. Not. Like, if I don't travel free with my dog to every fucking airport in the land, I'm a sucker.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? How do you think this stuff works? How do you go from no service dogs to a million service dogs? Because people just look around and they go,
why not me?
Fuck it. If everyone else is doing it, then I'm going to do it.
Why not me is not a great feeling.
No. Well, I don't know how it is for feeling. It's bad for society.
Well, why not me when it comes to doing something lazy and potentially corrosive? That then it's a bad feeling.
I was talking to my nanny in my kitchen. We have sink side talks.
I'm gonna record.
Who had the fireside chat?
You got to record these and play them sometimes.
Seth Roosevelt? Who?
Yeah, Roosevelt had a fireside chat. But seriously, you got to.
I do sink side talks. And
while
Olga and I appear to be very different, we are very simpatico. And she knows everything about hard work and focus and whatever.
She has an immigration opinion.
She just, you know, she's like, you come here, you like. She told me when I fell in love with Olga is the day she was explaining to me that she was a single mom and she was young and she had a young child and everyone was kind of coming up to her explaining her what she could get for free.
Ugh.
And all the free meals and her daughter could eat at school for free. And she's like, I'm her mother. I should make her meal. That's my job. That's not somebody else's job. And I don't want her growing up with somebody else feeding her for free. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm in love with this human being. Of course, you're her mom.
So you gave her a big bonus, right?
I gave her some of my extra food.
Okay.
Some gristle I wasn't eating. I mean, hey, Phil would have been happy for it.
Right, you're right.
So
Phil's supposed to be pissed.
We'd have our sink side talks.
Yeah, drain side.
I like drain side. Okay, I like drain side, but that could be the bathroom too. And now it takes a turn for the sexual.
I guess
the sink kind of could and keep the toilet out of it. All right, we have drain side talks.
Hey, by the way, I think of you once in a while as it pertains to sinks, because you saw the sink I put in my bathroom, and you lasered in on it. I've only seen somebody like go in on something like that, like a woman that sees a sale on a dress.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen they dilate, like yeah, mm-hmm. And they become Terminator, like.
Mm-hmm.
I saw you do that with that sink. So every once in a while in the morning, I think to myself, what if you're going to put something like that in that new thing you're working on?
What is – I can't even remember your sink. Entry – it was like entry hall-ish
sink-ish? No. The sink in my bathroom.
Oh, the sink in your bathroom when you remodeled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a big – it's a big, big like kitchen sink essentially.
I
put in there.
Yeah. I've learned some hard sink lessons recently.
Were they all from Olga or –
No, I bought a kind of newfangled thing when I did my bedroom and stuff.
Yeah.
Just a tip for the majority of people that are listening that are currently sink shopping. The new sinks, like the old school sinks, where it looked like an upside down army helmet, right? It was like a bowl just went down, right?
Yeah.
The new ones are these big, broad, kind of flat, you know, deep, wide, and they're broad and they're almost flat.
Mm-hmm.
And they drain, but just technically.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that like when you're shaving and God knows what else and going on in there that lays down sink, you get this layer of shave cream and whiskers and everything like that. When it drains, it's like it's like grunion washed up on the beach. The grunion are running. Are they called grunions?
Are you still jacking off in the sink too? Is that what's happening here?
Well, obviously when I say shave cream, I'm not talking about. No, what I'm saying is the sink doesn't have a pitch on it.
We've got one of those too.
So what happens is if you're going to be shaving or clipping
the shaving
or
cream,
trimming,
it's the stuff that comes out of the razor. That's like now
whatever.
You have to scrub that shit off. Yeah,
and then it dries, and the next day you have this weird film of because it doesn't run. It doesn't. Oop, I just knocked my can over. It doesn't have the movement.
We need paper towels.
No, we're good. I got it. First off, it's a little soda water. It's okay. Fine. All right, go ahead and take care of your business there.
All right, TheraWorks Relief, everybody. Want some relief? Foot cramps, leg cramps, you know how painful they can be. They get you up at night and disrupts an important part of your health, which is your sleep, which if you're older, you can't exercise if you have cramps. Well, now with TheraWorks Relief, the non-greasy formula, it's a foam proven to relieve muscle cramps fast and also reduce the soreness in your muscles. And with daily use, particularly twice daily use, TheraWorks Relief can prevent muscle cramps before they start. And listen, if you're one of these people that has these things, not everyone has them, but if you have them, this is a godsend. And you don't have to take medication any longer to correct them. Minutes to apply, absorbs quickly, it works. I've been talking about TheraWorks Relief all over the place. I've been giving it to my patients. They dig it. Holidays around the corner. If you know someone who suffers from these sorts of cramps, you can hand them a believe me, if you give them this, they are thankful for the gift. Get TheraWorks Relief today at Walmart, CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Or talk to your pharmacist. They're as happy as I am because no longer do you have to take a medication, and the medicines are dangerous. And I've had to prescribe things I didn't want to prescribe because patients are so desperate for relief. But now there's TheraWorks Relief. Learn more at TheraWorksRelief.com.
So I was having a drainside chat with Olga.
Yeah.
And I was giving her my theory. That it's probably not revelatory, but for me it kind of is that I've been dealing and seeing with people that a lot of people, micro and macro, that I never would think of as bad people, but instead they're weak people. Yeah. Who then do bad things.
And by the way, the weakness is not – I'm not sure weak's even the right word. Like they're more like inattentive or just sort of you know what I mean? It's weak. It's a weakness, but weak sound has pejorative quality. It's just sort of a normal human property, which is if we can sit down, we sit down. If we can lie down, we lie down. That's just how humans are. Not because we're weak. It's just we're constructed that way. You know what I mean?
Right. So it's not weak. It is you are wired
to be that way.
To be that yeah. way. And,
you, and we need it to takes, incentivize.
It takes a breaking it. Down and an unwiring and a pushing of. And, you know, I've said, you know, most people won't break a car window and steal a purse. But if you mistakenly wired $50,000 into their checking account and then they started spending the money and then at some point 4 months in the bank realized it made a clerical error and said, oh, now you owe us $31,000. Most people would argue.
Mm-hmm.
Most people would explain that was your problem or I didn't ask for that money or that's you should pay for that or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
They're not wired
to be that way.
To be that way.
Yeah.
That's most people.
Yeah.
I was telling her story about my mom.
Uh-oh.
I'll be quick because I thought it was a good example of a good person and a nice person who's a weak person mm-hmm. and thus does things that don't benefit the people around them.
Well, there are also sick people and bad people, too.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And variations on that theme.
Oh, well, that goes without saying. Yeah. And nobody gets involved with serial killing because that's not the bank
right.
account. It doesn't benefit them.
Right.
You know, you could get
There's
caught.
There's no de-incentivization of that.
There right. You could be incarcerated. You yeah. could be shot by a yeah. neighbor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's the stuff that you could do that you don't do.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I was telling her the champagne story.
Oh, my God.
Quickly, but
with
again,
the story with her about her,
about my mom,
the way her the champagne when you brought the champagne over and then she put it away, essentially.
Yeah, well, she didn't put it away. She needed some information first. It was Mother's Day, and I showed up at her mom's house. Nobody there but my sister and her husband, and you know the super close six people that were all as close of. Family members as you could find
mm-hmm.
and set the bottle down sort of at the entry thing. And at some point she came up to me and she said, do you think we could enjoy some of your expensive champagne? Which is, all right, we've established you would like champagne,
mm-hmm.
Dom Perignon. And I said, well, it's your Mother's Day gift. I got it as a present for you for Mother's Day. So that choice will be up to you. Do you want to open it and share it or not? And then she hid it under a sweater so she could take it home. Now, did she want champagne? Yes. Did she want to share that champagne?
No.
No.
Not if it was hers.
So
she wanted to share your champagne.
I've gotten a lot of lectures from her about people who have enough and should share with other people as it pertains to taxes and civic responsibility.
Yes.
But evidently not as it pertains to the bubbly.
Right. Well, now, but now, to that point exactly, people with that kind of worldview are always projecting their own shit.
Always projecting their own shit.
Yeah,
explaining to me why rich people don't pay taxes and all this kind of stuff. I think sometimes it's to sort of sleep at night.
To make herself feel good.
Or to be fair, the Corollas during certain parts of the day as well. It's not just limited to sleep at night. But did she want champagne?
Yes.
Is she a good person? Yes. Now she shall be forced into doing a bad thing, which is you must now practice what you preach and share this only with immediate family members. Oh, and by the way, here's an extra bonus. You didn't pay for this.
Right.
This is free.
Yeah.
This is manna from heaven. And the answer is I would like champagne. I would like everyone around me to have champagne, but I would not, which we've established because it was my champagne, but I would not like to share my champagne. No. So the champagne that you paid retail for, I would like you to share that with this group of friends and family.
The one I got for free?
No. Okay. That is a good person doing a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, take that and spread them out times a billion in society, and good luck having everyone do what you want them to do.
Right. That's exactly right.
Okay.
And we're living in that world now in a big way.
At least LA's that way.
Here's Manna from Heaven. Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 channels, thousands of movies on demand, completely free. If those of you that hear me talk about Pluto TV, do not download that app right now. I'm pissed because you will be impressed. I promise. It's incredible. They never ask for a credit card. They don't ask you to sign up. You just download the app and boom, you got this menu
of
thousands of movies and TV stations. It's crazy. Easy, legal. And you watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. Never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. If you're not doing it right now, I want to know what you're waiting for. Download Pluto TV for free and all your favorite devices today, including phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, Smart TV, PlayStation, anywhere you stream. And don't forget, Chassis now available. Channel 501. If they, just the fact that it's 501 tells you there's hundreds of channels, and they're all good. And it's just you're at, within seconds, it takes about 30 seconds to download the app, and you're watching great television or movies, whatever you want.
All right, somebody called
Pluto TV.
Oh, Colleen called in 20 years ago.
When she was 11?
When she was 11?
Wow.
Let me try that. Hey, Colleen?
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Hello? You called in 20 years ago?
I did. Mm-hmm. I used to listen to you guys. I would stay up at night and, like, hide under my covers.
Mm-hmm.
With my headphones on, listening to you guys on the radio.
You got the Luther Vandross on in the background?
No, I just turned it down. My bad. It was India RE, actually.
Ah, same person.
Way off. So what was happening back then? What did we tell you?
A bunch of stuff was happening. But man, I met you with my mom, and you told me exactly what to do, and it was perfect advice. And
what did we tell you to do? And I'd be curious how you executed it. And then it'd be funny if you said, "Oh, it was that. You remember that episode? It was the episode where Adam was complaining about his mom and left turn arrows." And then Drew would go nuts out of his mind, laughing like a nut job.
No, the only thing I want to say real quick though, before I forget, but I can't say, but this was a legit call, was my a-hole is the size of a mason jar.
Oh, that was awesome.
Oh.
But wait a minute.
So it wasn't true.
There's got to be a dude.
No, it was true. I figured enough time passes.
Wait.
Like a classic, I can just say.
Adam, this is a weird twist.
It's an homage to the classic.
It's an homage, but it's not actually a screwball joke. So it could do. A woman can do this, right? Because she's just acknowledging an homage. She's not actually lying and distorting and bullshitting us the way men do.
Yeah. Every once in a while, hold on a second. The connection's a little bad. They tell a long story, and then the punchline would be like, she had an a-hole, an asshole size of a mason jar.
Yeah. It's a guy in Arizona invented this.
Okay. But much like ISIS and Al-Qaeda, they would recruit women, everyone as well, because they knew they'd slip through Checkpoint Charlie, right?
Yes, with a woman. We have our guard down.
We wouldn't suspect.
No.
And then there'd always be a guy behind that woman.
I think the only nearly independent female perpetrator was Lord Sarah, who perpetrated that smoke alarm hoax on us.
Mm.
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she was being driven by like the Corolla message boards.
She was but she was on her own. It was usually we're talking about a screwball man in the room typically. She was on her own. I'll give her that.
All right. Well, now wait. Colleen?
Yes, I remember her. I remember the smoke alarm. And you guys were losing your minds.
Because she was so
and
good.
I was like, what are they talking about? At least I couldn't hear it on my end. Mm-hmm. And you guys were just losing your minds.
I think Sarah
and it was
became
so
like a
funny.
Psychoanalyst or something.
Yeah.
She was like 14 at the time.
So, Colleen, you wanted to say what?
I just wanted to say thank you. You guys were with me. Like, you know, this was pre-internet. So through when I was lonely or when I was 20, literally gave me really sound advice. Okay. So
we were the first social media.
Thanks, Colleen. I've said many times I was always attracted to talk radio because of how I felt like it kept me company. Mm. Like you know like when there's a kid and the kid grows up in a sort of bad household and whatever and they have an affection for their dog that's like sort of insane because it's not a coincidence. There's so much brutality and so much depression and substance abuse that all their eggs get put in that little Bowser's basket, right? That's just with a crazy affection for that. Yeah. And I was so bored and so lonely and so uninspired, like when I was working construction, that I would just listen to talk radio like it's my best friend, you know? Like I wasn't working in an environment where things were happening and people were conversing. It was just like sort of alone, you know?
You have mentioned, probably people don't know in a long time, that you used to listen to Loveline before you were on it.
I had very distinct memories of listening to Loveline and sort of like when and where I was when I would hear certain calls and certain guests and certain, you know, I remember Phyllis Diller walking out of there as I was like living in Santa Monica and I was walking back from the supermarket at night and she kind of came in and said, this isn't what I thought this was going to be funny or whatever it is. And she must have left near the beginning of the show.
3 minutes in.
Right. So I was like listening at 10:03 when I was walking back from the supermarket. I would fantasize about what I would say in that situation. You know, I think there's a...
Let's flesh it out. What would you have said to her? She laughs out going, I thought it was funny. No, it was supposed to be funny. Bye.
I remember no. In what I when I'm saying
find that Gary, I bet it's on YouTube or something somewhere.
What I'm saying about that is as a person that talks, as a person who's a comedian, as a person who's whatever, when the caller would say, you know, I'm 15 and I have really bad back knee and I want to know if Dr. I would have to think of my funny joke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I would put myself, I don't think
it's an exercise. It sounds like.
And if I wasn't inclined to do in that world, that speech and comedy and jokes and improvising, I would have just listened.
Yeah, yeah.
But I found myself sort of dancing along.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I was literally playing air guitar to Loveline.
Yeah.
And I would think, oh, I could do better. I could do. And then I remember thinking, oh, never, never. It's never going to happen. You'll never see the inside of the studio. You'll never meet anybody affiliated with the show. Like you'll know you're just walking back from the supermarket in Santa Monica. But I also remember very clearly, even toward as I got closer to actually hosting the show, I would work doing construction at a gym, and I would I could only work after the gym was closed at night.
That basement in Pasadena?
Before that, in a place off of Olympic. And so I would show up at 10 o'clock, like at closing, and then work from 10 till, you know, 3 a.m. or whatever, because I couldn't work during working hours.
Business hours, yeah.
And I'd just bring my little radio and pop on Loveline. And it was always weird when it was like you're working and you're alone in some gym at night, you know, and it's dark outside, everything, you're just listening. But that's what I would do and make up my fake little answers. All right. Now I'm pitching for TrueCar. How about put some air in those tires, people?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine, I always just say this, but I really do want you to think this way. Hop on a bicycle with low tire pressure and try to pedal that up the street.
See what happens with gas mileage.
See how it feels on your thighs.
Yeah.
That's what your engine is doing. So put some air in those tires and get better mileage, and it doesn't wear the tires out. Either, here's another tip you may not know. TrueCar also helps people get used cars with a certified dealer network and a nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars. Enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you're looking to buy a new or used. See what other people paid so you know what you're getting. Apples to apples. Enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with TrueCar certified dealers. When you're ready to buy new or used, check out TrueCar and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. All right. Me and us going to the Anaheim Grove November 30th with Rob Riggle and doing a live podcast there. Always fun. You can check out the Corolla Cruise at Travel by Parker. It's filling up fast. Go to amcorolla.com for all you need and Corolla drinks and all that stuff. Drew?
Go to drdrew.com, get the family pods there, sign up for the contact list, and got a lot of stuff going on there. We've got an opium series, and we're going to have a narcissism series actually, too. Oh, by the opium thing is going to be available as an audiobook soon.
So, until next time, I'm Pro for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.
Yeah, Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 channels, thousands of movies, on demand. Well, it's free. It's completely free. Normally when you hear on demand, you go, how much? No, not with Pluto TV. They never ask for a credit card. It's all legal. Just go log on and get it done. The time I'm doing this, you could have Pluto TV, download Pluto TV for free. And do it on your Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, your phone, whatever. And check out Chassy, Chassy, our channel, available now on Pluto TV. Stick around for the AP News.